We were talking about our community calendar and our next event posted, which actually a little way out. I didn't realize we had kind of gotten light on our events. We post events, community events throughout the great state of Arizona. I know there's a lot between now and July 14th, so I don't have to get back on that. Or if you are an organizer or you host a community-driven event, it could be a garden club, it could be the 21st annual Prescott Indian Market going on July 14th. But before that, I know we got to get on there. We got the world's oldest rodeo. We've got both Payson and Prescott rodeos coming up. We got to get those on there. But it's just a way that we help connect Arizona with the local community. A lot of people that are new to the state, you stumble across the program on the weekends, driving around, getting used to it, running errands, doing your shopping. It's on the broadcast. And where one of the biggest things that we see to hear from people is, man, there's nothing, there's a disconnect to the local. Well, it's very there and it's very real. But there's so many people that are constantly, it's a transient state that you don't develop that neighbor to neighbor very well in a lot of the areas. So it's one area that we feel we can help be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, whether you're here long-term or passing through. RosieOnTheHouse.com, anything you need for your house, home, castle, cabin, and our community calendar for local events and in and around the state, along with our Arizona staycation.
Staycation. You want to talk about staycations for a minute?
Only can register for it one place, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Well, we're wrapping up April, and our April winner got to go to the south rim of the Grand Canyon and stay at the Yavapai Lodge, spent some time in the canyon. And to get up there, they picked up their Sanderson Ford F-150.
That's what they went up in?
Uh-huh, and with their Sphinx Date Ranch package of goodies, and just had a blast. Margarita can't wait to, she's going to record a little testimonial for us because she had such a good time. She wrote us a nice letter. That's part of the best part of it, is getting the letters afterwards about how much fun people had. Because a lot of times you don't take a vacation in your own state. You wait till you go somewhere else and experience everything. So May's winner has been chosen, and they're going to be going to Snowflake, staying at the Heritage Inn. Have you ever seen the Heritage Inn?
I've driven past it in the town of Snowflake,
really,
but I've never stayed there.
Oh, a special 1890s Victoria Pioneer home, all decked out, 10 rooms, all decorated period.
You do feel like you stepped into a different place in time.
Have you seen it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They serve a delicious homemade breakfast. You can, for an extra little fee, you can have it served in bed. Spoil yourself a little bit. And they have, every bathroom has either a clawfoot tub or a jacuzzi. They're air conditioned, which is kind of unusual for that area. Everything's air conditioned, and they have choice of gas logs as well, depending on the weather. And they have a Heritage Hall, has an event. Heritage Inn has an event hall. So if you wanted to hold an event up there, it's a beautiful little setting. So that's where they're staying this month. And they're also in their, I don't know what vehicle they've chosen from Sanderson yet, but one of our newest vendors is My Popcorn Kitchen. And so their little snack goodies will be from them.
Okay.
And you can get, that's really a cool little place right in Scottsdale, 14202 North Scottsdale Road. And the fun thing is all the different flavors, sweet or savory, and all the containers. You can even get your favorite professional team canned popcorn can full of your choice of popcorn. And if you go up there, you know, the winner will have choice of all kinds of Arizona State Parks. They can go to Fool Hollow Lake Recreation Area, maybe Lyman Lake.
That's a great one.
Mm-hmm. Lyman Lake State Park. We've camped there. Homolivi? Did I get
there
it?
There you go. That's
uh-huh.
it.
Finally did it.
Homolivi.
I know you pronounced it right, but I haven't been there. I don't know where it is, but I know that's the right pronunciation.
It's really a spectacular
impressive
state park on the windswept mesas above the Little Colorado River, below Second Mesa. A dwelling site for thousands of Native Americans at one point that had migrated down from Second Mesa. Just really an intriguing, intriguing state park.
And Casa Malpais is there as well in the area, and just excellent, excellent tour guides and pretty easy hiking around, and just kind of, it's really fun just to look out and pretend like you lived at that time and how it must have been.
And again, you're above the Little Colorado River, 80 miles away from Homolivi, and you're at near the headwaters of the Little Colorado at that point, and you're overlooking a beautiful little valley that now contains the town of Eager and Springerville, and just it's a gorgeous little mesa site.
One thing I can't neglect to say too is in those baskets in your go car for your staycation, you also get Arizona Highways publications. We have all kinds of varieties, and maybe even a book from Roger Naylor. You don't know what you might find in there. And Romy, we're drawing now for June's staycation. They have till the 16th to draw for June. Where would they get to go?
This is the Lazy Trout, Lazy Bear Cabin in Greer.
Oh, man.
June
You're kidding.
15th, yeah. 16th
you
weekend.
Are kidding.
No, Gary, you can't. We'll treat you.
Okay. Folks, you got to register for this.
It's a great one because they have multiple cabin sites that you can pick the size that you want. And we've stayed there several times. Again, on the Little Colorado mm-hmm. River right mm-hmm. there.
I wonder if Sanderson would let me do my own staycation. I was there this week, and I was looking at not an F-150, not an F-250, not an F-350, but an F-450. You know, when we used to go to the Junior Rodeo, the 250 was fine for Baby Bop and Fat Albert, but in addition to those two horses, now we got Nibbles, we got Cracker,
Your herd
we
is
got
growing.
Dinner, we got Athena, we got Dutch.
450.
We got two trucks. Try and consolidate this a little bit. Need some towing power.